Some of the patients in Aminu Teaching Hospital who are suffering from heart disease narrate their experience. The 6-year-old Hajira is suffering from a stroke. He said her life has not been the same and laments that if she had known how awful it was to have stroke, she would have been more cautious and protective with her health. Hajira said she has lost her job, having not been able to secure another because she has been rejected everywhere she showed up, since she is not physically fit to do some job that she was applying for.
I lost my job and I have not been able to secure another one because I have been rejected everywhere I showed up, since I have not too physical to fit to do another job that I applied for.
Another patient who narrates his ordeal is 45 years old Mr. John Matthew, who lives in Kaduna. He said it started in 2015, one day when he woke up to ease himself around 3 a.m. and just could not move to part of his body. In Igabi local government area of Kaduna State, a 47 years old Taratu Daladi sells beans cake, popularly referred to as akara in Yoruba and Kose in Hausa. She told me that she has been in the business for over 27 years, even before she was married to her husband, Mr. Daladi Makama, bachelor's mother, because her major customers are young men who depend on her akara after a heavy day's job. When asked if she bleeds her oil before frying and what happens to the oil when she is done, Taratu said it's usually impossible to fry akara and do away with the remaining oil.
You see, if only for oil and other things, again, no go day. I hear you, they ask me about oil, where, if I fry and whether I go take throw the remaining one. For where? How you go take throw the remaining oil when you don't fry the akara? Your again no go come out now. So what thing would they do be say, if we fry the oil, if we see so the oil don't reduce for the frying pan, we go add top more oil, we go add more oil on top the one where they before take fry them. Now I make they do them that way so that we go get her again. And yeah, you take ask me say whether I hear of one disease say transfer tabina heart disease. No, none of my customers, since when are they fry akara, none of my customers don't ever complain say he or her don't get heart disease before. So that one will never get that issue.
According to World Health Foundation and World Heart Organization, more than 36 million people die annually from non-communicable disease. They account for 63% of the global death, including more than 14 million people who die young. The World Heart Foundation in its report said low and middle income countries already bear 86% of the burden of this premature death, giving rise to estimated accumulative economic loss of $7 trillion. Some of their customers interview Mr. John Sunday and Godwin Paul despair that such oil and habit from the seller of such food will affect their health. According to John Sunday, he is yet to believe such claims. In 2019, Dr. Inena Ezegwe, the former National Coordinator for Non-Communicable Disease at the Federal Ministry of Health, said cardiovascular disease are significant public health concern responsible for 11% of over 2 million deaths in Nigeria annually. Dr. Inena, who made the disclosure in Abuja during an event to mark World Heart Day organized by World Health Organization in conjunction with the World Heart Foundation, said non-communicable disease are also responsible for a high burden of mortality, morbidity and disability. Available data at the Aminu Kanu Teaching Hospital and the Usman Dehodo University Teaching Hospital shows that a total of 4,103 cases notes of communicable disease of cardiovascular disease were reviewed. Of this number, 2,159, making 2.9%, were male, while 1,944, making 47.40%. Enoch Alfred at the General Hospital School explained that cardiovascular disease are a group of disorder of health and blood vessels, said they are associated with the burdens of fatty deposits inside arteries and causes damage to arteries and organs such as the heart, brain, kidney, and eyes. Common risk.
It promotes development of diseases of the heart through the formation of atherosclerotic plaques, consequently decreasing the lumen of blood vessels and resulting in ischemia. The deposited plaques can become dislodged and block vessels in the brain, causing a stroke or heart, causing a heart attack. Young individuals who are exposed to using excessive amount of these oils tend to accumulate them and may suffer these effects later on.
Speaking on the steady rise of cardiovascular disease in an interview interview with Dr. Abdulsalam Tijani, a cardiologist at the Aminu Kano Teaching Hospital, that the rising in some cases to transfers which increase the low level of triglycerides and low density. Dr. Tijani confirmed that there are a lot of deaths related to transfer in Nigeria, especially refined foods, while urging policymakers to rise to the occasion by providing enable laws that will checkmate the kinds of food that flood the country and also the healthy life habits.
Exercise also helps. But the incidence on the rise here in Nigeria, in Africa, or sub-Saharan Africa, especially in Nigeria, I think urbanization is a factor here, because if you notice, most people are coming to the urban area where they hardly exercise, they hardly walk. Most of the times they use transport, and we live a sedentary lifestyle. And our food, we are running away from the traditional food we used to have, the fruits and the vegetables. We are now into more refined food, and of which transport are lapping in those aspects. So I think basically we will say we are seeing a lot of cases of death related to transport.
Also speaking on the challenge of transport as it relates to maternal mortality index in northern part of Nigeria, the executive director media advocacy for mother and child, Mr. Alex Owagbaji, said cardiovascular are purely medical issues. However, the center is also working with relevant stakeholders working around health in pushing for government support in areas of checkmating fatty products that women in rural community would not fall victim of.
The heart will cease to function, and this purely medical issue. And as for us as a media advocacy NGO, what we do generally is to, you know, do some kind of advocacy around issues like this, talk to government agencies on how to help these women to avoid sicknesses like this. And one of the causes of some of those, like we know, is the type of environment.
He said much is also needed in the areas of awareness and to also ensure that women get the right products of food through regulatory agencies like NAFDAC and in collaboration with Federal Ministry of Health. In an interview to sample the opinions of some Nigerians about knowing knowledge of the effects of trans fat, revealed that Tom had about it.
Trans fat is formed through an industrial process that adds hydrogen to vegetable oil, which causes the oil to become solid at room temperature.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Friday.
Have you heard of trans fat?
No. Of course, I have heard about it for a longer period of time, especially those fast food that are sold in most of the restaurants found in the town.
Recall that experts have said the world battles coronavirus, stroke survivors and those with heart disease, include high blood pressures and congenital heart defect, may suffer an increased risk for complications if they become infected with COVID-19 virus. For Nagarsar Radio, I am Andrew Ibrahim Michelia reporting.